This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Wintry blast.
Craziness. It's crazy out there.
Awesome sledding.
Pan Am 103 bomb suspect in U.S. custody.
It is something that we have been fighting for over three decades.
Brittany Griner's flight home.
She said, I want to talk.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Pre-winter snow from California.
Be careful. It's slippery.
To Minnesota.
I work from home, so if I don't have to leave, I just stay home.
And into New York.
I'm heading to plow snow, actually.
A wide stretch of the country is getting hit with snow or will as the week goes on. California, Sierra Nevada, and other parts of the West getting more than 3 feet of snow in 24 hours. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen.
This one is going to cause all kinds of weather hazards in the form of heavy snow at times, blizzard conditions at times, strong thunderstorms, and possibly even tornadoes across the southern plains and on into the deep south over the next couple of days.
The U.S. is now holding a suspected terrorist it sought for 34 years, an accused bomb maker linked to the blast that brought down Pan Am Flight 103 in 1988, killing 270 people, including 190 Americans. CBS's Catherine Herridge says the development has brought a measure of satisfaction for families of the victims.
Wow, it's actually a reality.
Kara Weeps is the president of the victims of Pan Am Flight 103. Her brother, Rick Minetti, one of 35 Syracuse University students killed on the flight.
He looked at the day that he was coming home as what a great day that was going to be.
4 days before Christmas in 1988, a bomb ripped through the luggage hold an hour into the flight from London to New York's JFK. 2 years ago, the Justice Department announced charges against Abu Aguila Mohammed Massoud, the alleged bomb maker. Massoud is the third Libyan charged in connection with the terrorist attack, but he would be the first to stand trial in an American court.
I did have a lot of faith in them that this day would come.
Brittany Griner remains at Brooke Army Medical Center in San Antonio for evaluation after her release last week from Russia. CBS's Ed O'Keefe has more on what a diplomat is saying about the return flight with Griner.
I said, Brittany, my name is Ambassador Roger Karstens. I'm here to take you home.
At first, Karsten says he offered to give Griner privacy.
And she said, oh no, I've been in prison for 10 months now listening to Russian. I want to talk. She spoke at length about what it was like to undergo that 10-month ordeal.
Jason Rezaian of the Washington Post was held for 544 days in Iran before he was freed in 2016.
I hope Brittany Griner realizes this as well. We're not responsible for how we were released. Those are political decisions that were made at the highest levels.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen tells 60 Minutes a recession isn't necessary to bring down inflation in 2023, but there is a risk of one.
By the end of next year, you will see much lower inflation if there's not an unanticipated shock.
As CBS's Scott McFarland tells us, holiday shoppers are seeing inflation firsthand.
Christmas tree farmer Gary Thomas is chopping and selling trees he planted 8 years ago at his sprawling operation near the Pennsylvania-Maryland border.
People want 8 foot.
Thomas says when the trees went in the ground, he had no idea how expensive business would be this Christmas.
Fertilizer costs more. The chemicals cost more. How do you not pass these costs along?
Well, unfortunately, we've had to. So my prices went up 15% this year.
Thomas is charging more than $100 each for his finest trees.
When I went to this year's price, I thought, how much resistance am I going to get?
Kathy Brown operates a 12-month-a-year Christmas store in St. Michael's, Maryland, where there are always ornaments and decorations for sale, but where it's never been more complicated to actually set a price.
I might not make it as much as it needs to be for my regular pricing. I'll absorb that.
And when it comes to holiday dinner, there's sticker shock there as well, with key staples up between 15 and 25%. For Karen Hilton, she'll cut back on other holiday expenses, but not on gifts. For
her 5-year-old granddaughter, Amelia.
I'd rather not get something than not get her something.
Gas prices are down 14 cents a gallon over the last week. $3.26 now is the national average. And AAA estimates about 113 million of us will travel over the holiday period, most by car. That's an increase over last year.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Federal data shows a spill from the Keystone pipeline has dumped enough oil to fill an Olympic-sized swimming pool into a Kansas creek. It's the largest for an onshore crude pipeline in 9 years. Warren Martin heads up a nonprofit that monitors Keystone.
This oil spill is a little bit different than some of the past pipeline spills because it involves a body of water. It's not real certain how the EPA is going to respond to that. They have to approve starting back up the pipeline. And so there's a remediation process that takes place to clean up all the oil, to analyze the pipeline.
Opening statements planned for today in the second seditious conspiracy trial against members of the Oath Keepers for their roles in the Capitol attack. The Oath Keepers' founder and another member were convicted late last month. Twitter is trying once again to launch its premium service a month after a similar effort failed. The company will let users buy subscriptions to Twitter Blue to get a blue check mark and access special features for $8 a month. CNET's Ian Schur.
For Elon Musk and Twitter, this is much more than just a subscription service. Elon Musk is hoping that Twitter Blue will attract enough subscribers that it will help Twitter to no longer depend on advertising revenue for a bulk of its profits.
And yesterday, Musk tweeted, "My pronouns are prosecute Fauci." He also posted a meme mocking Dr. Anthony Fauci and President Biden about COVID lockdowns. Overseas, China is ending more pandemic restrictions. A smartphone app that recorded travel between cities has now been disabled. After a successful splashdown yesterday, high praise for the NASA test flight to the moon.
Mission manager Mike Serafin says it was a perfect ending to a perfect flight.
And I don't think any one of us could have imagined the mission this successful, but we had a very successful flight test.
And even though engineers have to pour through the data from Artemis 1, NASA's already looking ahead to the next mission. The agency's Jim Free says much of the Artemis 2 hardware is already at the Cape.
That vehicle is a reality. Ironically, so are the next missions all the way out through Artemis 5.
The next flight could send humans around the moon in 2024. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
A village in northern Finland is getting set for the most wonderful time of the year.
The post office in Santa's village in Rovaniemi, Finland is buzzing. Here you can get a stamp that shows your mail was sent from the Arctic Circle. And it's also where more than 500,000 letters pour in every year from around the world addressed to Santa Claus. The post office has received mail from more than 200 countries. Of course, all from children who've been nice, not naughty. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, Rovaniemi, Finland.
In the NFL, it was third-string rookie Brock Purdy up against the great Tom Brady in Tampa Bay.
Purdy lofting, going deep, has McCaffrey. He's got it! Touchdown, San Francisco!
The final pick of the draft led the 49ers to a 35-7 rout of the Bucs on Fox. It was the first time that Brady lost to a quarterback making his first start. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.